Welcome to the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Jessica Coulthard, your host. And each week I chat with amazing entrepreneurs to share what they've done to ignite their business so that you can ignite yours. Hey, it's Jessica, your host. What if I could tell you why you do everything you do? Would you believe me? Well, I think you should, because I have this incredible assessment that I do for my clients. And for all of my listeners, I'm offering it for free. If you want to send me an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com, I will hook you up. I will tell you why you do everything you do. I will tell you what your personal driving force, your North Star, the reason you do everything you do, why you make every decision you make. You're going to look back over your life and you'll be able to connect all sorts of dots that you didn't see before. It will blow your mind, I promise. I've been doing this assessment with my clients for the last 4 years. Wow, you nailed me. And the beautiful part is that it's not just about knowing this. It's about I actually will show you how to use it. I will show you how to use it to fix relationships. I'm also going to show you how to get rid of bad habits. We're going to dial this in so easily that this will be a no-brainer. You're going to be like, wow, why didn't I know this before? Why don't they teach this in schools? I'm going to show you how to change any area of your life by stepping back, taking the emotion out, throwing in a little logic, and you're going to be able to brainstorm ideas that you never even saw before. That is the power of this assessment. So send me an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com and I'll hook you up. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Tonight, I have Dr. Kelly Henry. He is the customer experience doctor. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jess. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on this fantastic show tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited because, you know, we were kind of chatting a little bit beforehand and, you know, talking specifically about the customer experience is not what, you know, entrepreneurs are typically talking about when we're talking about the sales and the marketing. So I'm actually really excited to have you on because we can look at it from a different angle. And I know that we're going to have a really great chat. So before we get going here, can you please tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, Dr. Kelly Henry, and the doctor comes from, I'm a chiropractor, a retired chiropractor at this point. I practiced for 20 years, mainly in New Mexico in the United States. I was able and fortunate to build up two very successful clinics. And I was able to do that on the premise and the foundation of providing stellar and great customer service to my patients. And thoroughly loved chiropractic, thoroughly loved treating patients, thoroughly loved what I did. But in 2018, I decided to retire from active practice and sell my practices. I have been coached for many, many years since I think roughly 2003, and I've seen the impact of coaching on my life and on my business. And then obviously I've seen the impact of customer service on my business and on other businesses. So when I retired and the sold out, I obviously pivoted into the coaching realm because I saw the impact of both coaching on me and my business, and then obviously customer service. So I just decided to mesh the two together. And so here I am doing what I'm doing at this point.
I love it. You know, and it's funny too, because I say that a lot of people try to solve their problems and then they try to teach it. So like through some of the coaching that you went through, was customer service something that you were taught, or do you think that just came natural to you?
Partly it did come natural, but I certainly got some training on it from the different coaches. And then as I started seeing that it was creating such an impact on my businesses, I started actively studying it and learning more about it and best practices for it. So it came from kind of all different areas to get me where I'm at today. So there was different pieces that I grabbed from different areas and different coaches and different experiences. But it was, like I said, it was certainly impactful, and what a difference it made in my business.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, so with chiropractic, I would imagine that a lot of your business probably comes from referrals, right?
It certainly did once I got things up and rolling. And that's, you know, that's a key component of you know, providing great customer service. When you make your customer, your consumer, the client, the patient feel valued, they want more of it. They stick around with you, and they want others to experience what they're experienced by doing business with you or whatever product you may have. But that's a natural byproduct is referrals. And it's said that great customer service is the new marketing, because your customers become your marketing piece. They become the voice of your business. They tell, like you just mentioned, like I just said, they tell others about you, and you have this flood of referrals coming in, and nothing's better than have a referred business coming into your business. That's the best kind of new customer or new consumer or new client or patient that's coming to your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, there's a lot of noise out there, right? So, you know, that's one way that you completely bust through that noise, and you're able to now just create that new relationship with somebody who's already pretty much decided they like you based on somebody else's opinion, right?
Absolutely. And it really doesn't get any better than that. So much easier, and it's so much cheaper to get referrals.
It's actually, you're getting paid for it because you got the business in the first place from the first customer.
Exactly. So, and that's where one of my favorite statistics is, and this was this comes from Bain and Company, and it was written about in Harvard, the Harvard Business School Review, that if you'll just increase your customer retention based on having better customer service. So if you'll increase your customer retention by a measly 5%, it can lead to profit growth or gain of 25 to 95%. Wow. And so that happens because as you obviously are retaining more customers, they're coming back and this repeat business, but they're also telling others and you're getting referrals, then they start referring others. And it creates this dynamic where obviously you're growing and the profits are coming from, but also where you don't have to spend as much money in the marketing aspect of things. And that money goes back to your bottom line. So that's how impactful and powerful great customer service can be on a business.
I just had this total flashback of, I think it's a shampoo commercial from back when I was a kid. It's like, and they told two friends and they told two friends. Do you remember that one? Okay, I just dated myself.
Well, yeah, that's all right.
Oh man. Okay, I might have to cut that part out. So one of the things that I saw when I was doing my, you know, my stalking that I do for all of my guests is you have three vital factors that you talk about regarding customer experience. Can you share with our audience what those are?
You betcha. First one is customer perception is really everything in business. And customer perception is really the reality of a business. So when we're talking about customer service, you know, a business, they can think whatever they want is great customer service. You know, the employees can think they have great customer service, the owners, you know, everyone in the business may think they have great customer service. But if the customer doesn't think that business provides customer service, then you don't provide great customer service. So you have to keep that in mind. Customer perception is everything. And so you need to understand that, and you need to make sure you get a clear vision of what that perception is from the customer, so you are providing that stellar service. The second principle or key factor is customer perception is driven by how you make the customer feel. So when you make them feel important, valued, special, like a rock star, that is going to drive up their perception of your customer service. When they feel like you are there for them, when they feel like you are there to serve them and to do whatever it takes to keep their business, they are obviously going to think most of the time that you provide great customer service. So that's a key component. Those two go hand in hand, those first two. And then the last principle is customer service has to be done consistently. If you are trying to make your customer feel valued and special and important, but you only do that every other time they're interacting with you, or every, you know, let's say you do it four times in a row, but that fifth time you drop the ball and it's not as good and special. Human nature dictates that we tend to grab onto the negative. And we'll continue to focus on that one negative instead of the four positive or the five positive. And so we have to be very, very careful with that. If you're going to provide great customer service, it has to be done consistently. Otherwise, you'll just undermine it and it will not be effective at all.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's kind of sad too, that our brains do that, that like you can be amazing, 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 and then just suck once. And that's all they remember, right?
And that's what happens. And there's statistics that show that it actually takes 12 positive experiences to make up for that one bad experience.
Wow.
The problem is the consumer, the customer, the client, the patient is probably going to leave and not give you that opportunity to make up the 12 positives for that one negative. So again, it's vital that consistency is there.
Right. So like, do you, in your practice and in your coaching, were you ever doing like feedback? Like how are you finding out that your patients, clients were actually satisfied with your service?
Well, one of the great things is if you're truly providing great customer service, your customers, your clients, your patients are going to tell you, you know, they'll just come out and tell you, man, I just love being here. I love how you guys treat us. You always make me feel so good. So there's going to be some positive reinforcement there. Now, from a side of actually monitoring it, surveys are a great way to do that, to make sure you're on top of your game. So customer surveys fairly regularly, and basically just a 2-question survey. All you do is you ask them, hey, how's our service on a scale of 1 to 10? If it's below an 8, tell me what's going on. Tell us what's going on that we've dropped the ball or we have not lived up to the expectations or perception so we can better ourselves. And then the same thing goes for employees. You want to monitor them because you have to have a culture to really move great customer service forward. So if your employees don't feel valued and special and important in the business, then it's very difficult for have them to turn around and treat the customer that way. So you need to build that culture and that team atmosphere and value the employees. But the same thing goes for them as far as a survey. You need to ask them, hey, do you enjoy working here? Would you recommend a friend working here? And if not, then where are we dropping the ball as a business? What's going on that we could be better at to make your job more satisfying and keep you here so we can do a better job serving our customers?
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Because yeah, like you say, like if you are the person with the vision and you're the business owner and you have a team, if those team aren't on board and see that same vision for the great customer service, then it isn't going to ripple through to the clients. Yeah, that's really a good one. It's interesting too, because I worked there for a company years ago, and my job was, one of the jobs that I had was specifically to go and get feedback from past clients. And one of the things that I found in most of the conversations that I had was, even if we had dropped the ball somewhere, what made up for it was how we reacted and how we tried to fix the situation. So is that something that you've ever found that happens for yourself as well?
Oh, absolutely. That is a huge key component. In fact, if you do it right, if, you know, and businesses, they're not perfect, obviously. Nobody's perfect. But if a business will, when they've dropped the ball, clearly dropped the ball, if they will acknowledge it and do it quickly, apologize, acknowledge it, take responsibility. If they will, like I said, do it quickly and try to resolve the issue to the satisfaction of the customer, or even more than satisfying the customer, those customers will actually have a higher level of loyalty to that business when things are taken care of correctly, when there's been an issue. They'll become the ones that really would fight to the death before they would leave your business because you took care of them so well in somewhat of a negative situation. So yeah, that is a huge component of providing great customer service, knowing and having a formula how to handle those situations when things go south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's good to know. So you're an author, I understand, as well.
Yes, I am. My book is entitled Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service, Proven Strategies to Maximize Profits. So I like to call it a success manual, a customer service success manual. It's a very easy read. It's only about 150 pages long, but it's very It's chock full of simple ideas and principles and actions that a business owner could read and really almost implement immediately to really drive up that perception of great customer service.
Awesome. So is there any little tips that you can give us, you know, for somebody? So say for myself as a coach, like what are the kind of little things that you think that I could do to be able to create that level of customer service that, you know, like we were saying earlier, is we tend to focus so much on sales and marketing and, you know, stepping back and really thinking about what the customer is experiencing from the other side. Any advice on how to kind of switch and think about it from that way?
Well, again, you have to keep in mind that, you know, the customer's perception is everything. So always keeping that in mind, and that perception is always driven by how you make them feel. So if you can step back and put yourself in the customer's shoes, you know, what am I doing right now? How is that making the customer feel? How is my sales process making the customer feel? How is my marketing making the customer feel? And you can, if you'll do that objectively and really take a look at that, you can really gain an understanding of, you know, where you're at in your customer service journey or how effective your customer service is. Or even if you're really, you know, if you even have any level of good customer service whatsoever. So again, just stepping back and understanding and putting yourself in the customer's shoes really will give you a lot of insight. There's some simple things that, and I love the simple. The simple, the easy, but like I mentioned earlier, but do them consistently. That's what creates the major results. So there's some simple things that a business can do, you know, again, immediately that really can drive up perception very quickly of great customer service from the customer standpoint. One of them is smiling, just adding a smile to your face. What I teach, what I had my office staff do in my clinics was a smile was part of their uniform. So as soon as we opened the door ready to see patients, you know, everybody needed to be smiling. And there were some days that, you know, you don't feel like smiling. Monday morning, sometimes difficult to put a smile on your face.
Monday feeling.
Exactly. You know, it's somewhat easier on Friday or on payday to keep a smile on your face. So I always told them, hey, listen, we're not waiting to be happy to smile. We're going to start smiling right now so we make ourselves happy. But smiling is a universal welcome. It puts them at ease, relaxes them, but a smile just invites people in. So it seems so simple, and it is, but it's incredibly impactful if it's done consistently. Another thing that I like to teach my clients, obviously, and I always mention this on the podcast, is bookending an experience for a customer. So we all know that we need to have a good first impression. You know, you have to make a good first impression. You only get that one chance to make a good first impression. And that is true. You know, you want to smile, you want to be enthusiastic, you want to greet them, and you want to make them feel welcome immediately. But where businesses drop the ball is on the back end of the customer's journey or experience when they're leaving the business, when they've made the transaction, when they're leaving for the day. And there's no great farewell. There's no enthusiasm. There's no, hey, we appreciate you. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing business with us. And like we talked about earlier, you know, at human nature, we grab onto the negative. So if we leave that back end experience negative or flat, that's what the consumer is going to remember. And that's what they take with them the longest. So we want to have a great last impression as well. You know, an enthusiastic farewell. Appreciate you being here. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you soon. Anything else we can do for you? You know, leave it on a very, very positive note. So by all means, have a great first impression, but by all means, have a great last impression too. So bookend the experience.
So do you think you can make up for a kind of a not so great first impression by making sure that the end is good?
I do think that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now, you want to have both. You want to strive to have both.
Sure. But let's just say, you know, something happens and you don't smile or you don't, right. You know what I mean? Like, can you make up for that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you can. And again, if you do that, then you're leaving that customer with the last impression they have as they go out, go about their business, it's going to be on a positive note, even though the start of the transaction or the start of the interaction was maybe on a little more of a negative side. So yes, you can definitely do that and make up the difference on the back end.
Okay, good. It's always nice to know that you can, you know, kind of save it.
Awesome.
So, you know, one of the things that I really like about our conversation so far is that it's really about being intentional, right? It's really about knowing, you know, how you want to make the person feel. So it's not about just kind of winging it. It's not about just kind of going about your day or going about your business. Like, it sounds to me like what you're teaching your staff when you had your clinics, but also now through your coaching, is that, you know, really thinking about the experience that the person wants to have and or that you want the person to have and being really intentional about it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. What I teach, and I just frame it just a little different than what you said, but that what you said is very much on topic for what I'm doing. I call it being being proactive in my customer service or in your customer service, as opposed to reactive. So proactive is being very intentional. It's saying, it doesn't matter what is going on around me. It doesn't matter necessarily how I feel. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. If the sun is shining, you know, if it's raining, if it's payday, it doesn't matter. I am going to strive to be the best part of this customer's day. I am going to treat them well. I am going to value them. I'm going to make them feel like a rock star. Reactive customer service is obviously just the opposite. It's not intentional. It's willy-nilly. It's, you know, if I feel like providing great customer service, I will. Or if it's Friday afternoon, then, you know, I'm going to be happier and I'll provide better service. Or if the customer comes in happy, then I may lift my level of service up to them because they come in a better mood. And that ultimately undermines everything. And it goes back to the consistency. You can't be consistent when you're providing reactive customer service. It can only be done from a proactive state, or like you said, an intentional state and being on purpose with the customer service.
Mm-hmm. It's taking me back years ago. Oh my goodness. We're going back probably 25 years ago now, but I actually worked for in a clinic for this gentleman. He was a cast technician and his job was to deal with people that had like diabetic ulcers. So, you know, they're coming in, they're obviously not very happy. They're not feeling very good. They're probably in a lot of pain. And every single time the patient would come in kind of just meh, right? Like not necessarily in the best mood, but every single time that particular guy could get the patients laughing and they always left in such a good mood. That is such an amazing skill to be able to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it was probably just innate to him to be able to do that. We're just, you know, nature, his nature to be able to do that.
Yeah.
There's not many people like that, but it's an amazing thing when you can do that. And that ultimately, that's what I strove to do in my clinics. And that's what I would tell my staff. And this is what I teach my clientele now is you want those customers, and in my case, my patients, we wanted them to leave better than when they came in. You know, certainly I did what I had to do as far as adjustments and treatments, but psychologically, we wanted them to leave happier and with a smile on their face. We wanted to be the best part of their day. And that was our mission statement. We want to be the best part of the patient's day. When they came in, we wanted to be the ray of sunshine. We wanted to give them a breath of fresh air. No matter what was going on in their life, just give them relief and just make them feel like they are, you know, VIPs, you know, just for 15, 20 minutes of their day. But it's amazing what the difference that can make in somebody's life when you're doing that.
Oh, absolutely. So any quick tips, like, you know, so like you were saying, so it's Monday morning and you're say, you know, either, you know, you have a brick and mortar and you have patients coming in or clients coming in, or you're about to start, say, your sales calls or whatever it is. Any quick tips on kind of getting into that state to be able to, you know, be in that intentional place where you can make sure that you're providing that great service?
Absolutely. I call it the act as if principle. And this actually came from Brian Tracy. He's a sales guru, a motivational guru. So it's the as if principle or act as if principle. So you know, it's Monday morning and you're just not feeling it. So how do I get myself to start feeling it? Well, you start acting like you're enthusiastic and you're ready to get on the phone call, or you're ready to see patients, or you're ready to see customers. So I'm going to act enthusiastically. I'm going to stand up straight. I'm going to put a smile on my face. I'm going to get my body moving. I'm going to talk louder. I'm going to get moving around and act as if I'm enthusiastic, act as if I'm happy. And our bodies are wired this way. When we act this way physiologically, it's going to affect us psychologically, and we'll create that emotion in our minds. Take for instance, being depressed. When someone's depressed, you know, they don't stand up tall. They don't put a smile on their face. Their head's down, their shoulders are slumped. There's a certain posture when, you know, and I'm generalizing here, when somebody's depressed, you know, well, if I want to be happy and enthusiastic, what do? You stand up straight, you smile, you move quicker, you're talking louder, you're just having a good time. So again, it's almost like tricking yourself, but that works so effectively or so well. We did that hundreds of times in my office, myself included. You know, there was days where I just wasn't feeling it, and like, you know what, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna act like I'm having a great time, and lo and behold, within a few minutes, you know, I was feeling enthusiastic, and I was ready to get going. So that's a key one, the act as if principle.
Yeah. And I think it's great that, you know, like you admitted that, like, even though it was your mission statement as the leader of the team, you could still recognize that, like, I needed to do this too. Like, I don't always just come in all, you know, super happy and ready to go. So I think, you know, that's really great to acknowledge as well, is that, you know, if we want, we need to lead by example and just prove that, you know, I'm going to do this so you guys can do it too. Right.
Absolutely. So you, like you said, you got to lead by example. It's not do as I say, yeah. It's do as I do. That's so much more effective when you're leading it.
So if somebody was interested in picking up your book, where would they go?
You can find it anywhere you would normally purchase books, certainly on Amazon. It's in a hard copy, a paperback copy. I have a digital copy, and also have an audio copy for those that like to listen to books. So, but like I said, anywhere you can find a book, you can find my book, Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service.
Awesome. And I understand you also have a free download for people if they go to your website.
I do. So if you go to my website, drkellyhenry.com, drkellyhenry.com, if you'll scroll down to the bottom, I have a free PDF, and it's my 5 top actions to immediately boost your customer service in your business. So
awesome
stuff. Like I mentioned earlier, it's simple stuff, but has tremendous impact. So download that. You can implement it almost immediately and start creating a better perception of the customer service you provide in your business.
Yeah, I think I'm going to grab it, download it, and probably like put it up in my office somewhere, just so that, you know, it's kind of that reminder that when I'm like, okay, time to get to work or whatever, I can kind of go through and just remind myself of these 5 actions that I can.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to do. So just stick it up on the wall and as a quick reminder.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So before I let you go, I always have to ask my guests, if you could give somebody who's ready to take their business to the next level, what would you suggest?
Get in a coach.
Yeah, right.
I'm not doing this to shamelessly plug me. You know.
Oh, no. We can shamelessly plug me too, well, at the same time.
We need a coach. Everybody needs a coach. The most successful people in the world have coaches. So I'm guilty of this. When I first started my chiropractic career, there was several years that I, you know, was just, I can do this, I'll figure it out. And lo and behold, I didn't figure it out. And I struggled for those three, four years before finally I decided to bite the bullet and hire a coach. And then as soon as I did, things took off, and I just kicked myself over and over for not hiring a coach sooner. So many businesses, especially new startups, solopreneurs and whatnot, they look at coaching as an expense, but it's not. It is not an expense. It is an investment in your future. And it, all it does is it's going to put you on a quicker, the quicker road to being more successful is what it'll do. Not that you won't be successful without a coach, but if you want to do it quicker with less pain and less expense, then hire a coach.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I can't disagree with you. I think it's great too. And I've been really lucky to have had a couple of really great coaches on my journey as well. And so I'm going to back you up on that one 100%. You know, that's the beauty of having a coach is that, you know, even as a coach, we still, it's, what was it? I heard a really amazing quote not that long ago, and it says, you cannot read the label from inside the jar. So even if you think you know what you're doing, when you're in the mud, you take somebody else to help you get out of the mud, right? Like you can't see past what you have sort of decided. And to have somebody on the outside that's not emotionally attached to the results, not emotionally attached to the form, like anything, they can pull you out and they can set you on that path way faster.
Absolutely. Completely agree. And that's, you know, especially new startups, new business owners, you know, they don't know what they don't know enough to know what they don't know.
Right. Yes.
And so all that does is set you up, not necessarily for failure, but it sets you up for making a lot of mistakes, which we learn from mistakes. And that's okay. Cause you can, you know, you can grow from that. But what I teach my clients is why don't you learn from my mistakes? You know, I've made them all, and some of them very painful. But it's a lot cheaper to learn from my experience and my mistakes than for you to have to go through them, where I can, you know, a coach can help you maneuver through things a whole lot easier and not make those painful mistakes that just slow your progress down.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, it was really great to be able to talk about it from that different angle, from more the customer side of things, as opposed to us as the business owner. So again, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, thank you, Jess. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been fantastic.
And that's another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs.